It's getting to the point where driving through my neighborhood on a Saturday morning can be hazardous to your health. You can be cruising along, minding your own business, when all of a sudden the car in front of you slams on its brakes and heads for the curb. Is it a fire, an accident, or a body in the middle of the road? No, it's a yard sale. I have to admit I've scored a few good bargains myself at these things, but I'm not about to risk life or limb for the sake of a second-hand lava lamp or velvet painting of Elvis. However, I do appreciate the need to creatively recycle some of the stuff in the basement. You know, the stuff that seems to quietly multiply while nobody's watching. Fisher-Price people and unused gym equipment come to mind. The problem is, I don't relish the idea of having half the neighborhood pore over my discarded treasures. The perfect solution came when my kid's school decided to have a community yard sale. So last weekend, I boxed up all our unwanted goodies and headed for the school with coffee and donuts in hand. And while we had a fair amount of traffic through the school parking lot, about the only things I managed to get rid of were a couple of bikes that the kids had outgrown. The problem was that just about everybody else on the street was having a yard sale that day, too. I vowed the stuff wouldn't return to the dark corners of my basement to breed, so I loaded up the car and drove to the nearest second-hand store, where I was met by a guy with a list of stuff they wouldn't take. About the only thing I could unload were a couple of boxes of books. I tried to put the remaining stuff in a charity box, but even it had a big sign on the side that said, "Clothing only." I'm not talking junk here. I had some good stuff I wanted to get rid of. The problem is, we all have too much stuff. It's ironic that while we have so much junk we can't get rid of it, most of the world doesn't even have the barest necessities of life. According to the United Nations, the 20% of the world's population that lives in the developed world consumes 86% of available resources. What we do with a lot of those resources is create stuff that we can't live without for a week or a month or even a year or two. But ultimately, that stuff will end up on the yard sale tables of the nation, or worse yet, in the dump.